Hi, this is Ariola.
And I'm Tina. We are the Nasty Panty Pudding Twins.
And you're listening to Foul Monkeys episode 27.
Enjoy the show. We have to go change because Foul Monkeys is so hot. Bye.
Bye. Hi, and welcome to Monkeys That Are Foul.
Oh, we're started already.
I guess. This is Janina.
Well.
I'm Janina. Who are y'all?
I'm Icky Ray. Oh, we should totally do an all show where it's just nothing but Pig Latin.
Oh, God. That would be like... That would be fun, because we'd have to keep pausing to figure out what the fuck to say.
Right. Oh, it's... Oh, God, I can't even think about it now. I'm like, I Ray?
Hey. Jeez. So.
Gina.
Hey, fuckers.
Hello. Gina.
What?
I just want to let you know that I am super goddamn horny.
Okay, and, I need to know this. Why?
Everyone else needs to hear it.
Oh, just in case there's somebody out there that's looking to relief.
Right. Hopefully someone will be out there and feel so sorry for me. They will fly out to Florida and just shag me, baby. Shag me.
You want to get, super hot finger banged, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Twiddle my twat. Make me go.
No, for real. I don't know what the deal is, but I'm about to die.
Damn. Jeez.
I know. Anyway, I have a new obsession, too.
Oh, God. What?
He lives in New York City.
Oh, Jesus.
He has dark skin.
Ooh.
And he's hot as hell. Mm-hmm. And he's 31.
Okay.
And beautiful. Mm. Hello?
Yes, I love Barefoot 112.
I'm afraid that, while we're talking, you're trying to talk, and I can't hear you because of the reverb or something.
Oh, no. I'm sure you'll hear me.
Oh, I'm sure we'll hear you.
But yes, Bear Forum 1-1 is great. I love it.
Isn't it the best place ever?
Jesus, talking about getting hooked up and some of these guys fucking beg your ass.
I know. That's what I love about it.
I want to see you. I want to see you tonight. Well, it's 2 in the morning and I have to get up in 5 hours. I'm sorry.
Right. But you know what? Sometimes, China, some of those guys are worth it enough to miss work the next day.
Oh, hell yes. God, there's some beefy fuckers on there. Jesus. Mm. Oh! Got my pussy all wet just looking at them.
You know what? I want to send you a picture of my obsession right now.
Oh, shit.
Hopefully this will work.
Can we do it in Skype?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do. Let's see here.
Yes, people were having a geek moment, but you guys will get over it. It's worth the beef. But there's some hot people. Let's see, do I have to, do
you have to accept it.
Oh, accept. I said accept. Jesus Christ.
There we go. It's going.
Finally, a fucking file sending program, instant message that fucking works.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
We can't. Ooh, I hope it's not messing us up.
No, uh-uh.
Cool.
Okay, I guess we're back again. Yay.
Well, what did you think, Bruno?
Jesus Christ. I'd like
Is
to be
that not
standing
my
in front
foreskin
of that.
Forever?
I'd like to be standing right in front of that right now.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
Get it all hard.
I want to go to New York real bad.
I can see. Jesus. That's definitely a way to get your tonsils checked.
Mm-hmm. That's soft.
I know. Wow. Mm. Pretty.
So he's hot. I met him on LiveJournal.
Aw. Sweet.
So we're just talking.
Cool.
Yeah. What else are we going to talk about? The fucking tsunami that we had today?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, I was like part of the day over in Tampa and the rest of the day over here, and it's like, get up and we went to go out to start working, and just as we started to walk out, I looked out the window and it started pouring rain. I'm like, what the fuck? So we had to wait for a little bit.
Where were you working?
I was over at Kathy's house helping her build a little outside sitting area.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, we got all butch. Put some posts in with some concrete.
Damn.
Yes. John, I got all manly.
Mm. Well, how'd your Brokeback Mountain take, or Brokeback take out?
Oh, well, let's put it this way. This morning, it took me a little while to get started, because we did... we spent most of Saturday trying to figure out, like, digging holes and realizing the shit wasn't working. So finally she was like, fuck this. She goes, we're putting it over here and starting fresh. I'm like, okay. So we put one post in that was like, Then we started on the second one, got it in. Then we had to take her mom to church. And then when we got back, we decided that since it rained a little bit over there and the waterproof thing that she has for Delish.
Excuse me.
For her
chilies.
For her barbecue was not waterproof because we covered the cement with the that tarpaulin and it fucking soaked it. So of course we had to mix the cement and do the other posts too. So.
Oh God.
It was interesting. She tried to kill herself a couple of times.
She did.
Yeah, she stepped back into a hole. And then she we were holding this post up, a 2x4 up, and she was like, okay, I got it. So I went to reach for a screw, and when I did, I guess she didn't have it enough, and it just went, come falling down and popped her right on the head.
Ow!
I know, right? I'm like,
I bet she cussed, didn't she?
Surprisingly, she didn't. I was fucking. I figured she was gonna go off, but she did not go off. I was like, "Oh Jesus!"
Because I know Kathy, and I'm so very surprised that she did not go the fuck off. So, I'm gonna burn this fucking house down. All
right. Well, after stepping into the, after getting hit by in the head with a 2x4. And then stepping back and starting to walk to go get something, then stepping right in the hole and going like flying on the ground. She's like, this is the last motherfucking thing we're doing. She goes, I am not meant to be out here, so we're going inside. Like, okay, that's all right with me, whatever.
I thought she had people that worked on that kind of stuff for her.
Goddamn, everybody that's done anything for her has done a very shitty job.
Oh, yeah?
You should see her drywall on the inside of her house. It looks like a bunch of monkeys went there and did it. Not foul ones, but just monkeys.
There's a difference?
Yes. Foul ones throw their shit at you.
Hey, Gina.
Yes?
I want to reiterate something.
Okay, that we're
I'm
super
horny.
Okay. He's horny. Anybody?
Yeah! Horny!
It's too bad we couldn't do this shit live.
So people can call in and have phone sex with me.
Right. So
that'd
we can do
great.
Some advertising. And then we wouldn't have to worry about doing any editing.
Oh, speaking of editing.
Nice segue, huh?
Right. Gaze. Oh, okay. First, I want to say we have two entries to our contest. Yeah. And of course, it's from of our two biggest fans.
I wonder who that could be.
Hmm.
G and R.
GNR.
Yes.
So Rui Cobb has his in, and Gaze OK sent us one in. And Gaze OK was like, what was the first e hold on, let's get the first email he sent to us.
Oh my
Because it
God.
was funny.
Oh yes. Especially his very last comment.
Right.
We're sorry that we're not worthy. Even though
He
we provide
said
even though we provide you with awesome entertainment that you loved, we're not worthy for your time. Sorry. But we still love you.
he wrote, Jine and Ricky, I hope that you like my intro for the show and that wins the contest. I took the audio from two of my favorite shows and added a certain song as the background music. And I don't want to say the song because it's his idea. And then I wrote back, haha, I love it. It is great. That is our second entry. Pretty good. Just remember, you can put in more than one entry.
We can handle more than one entry at a
We
time of
sure
that.
can.
And at this time, I think Ricky would take him in every one.
Oh my God, you
Fuck my
don't
ear. Fuck my ear.
Fuck that big sore that's under my back that's caused that big hole. Ew. So anyway,
Anyway.
China wrote back, I thought it was pretty funny myself. You're a pretty good mixer. Maybe you should have you edit the shows since myself and Ricky are so busy with Foul Monkey business. You know how Foul Monkey gotten. It's huge. And so is the show. So then, okay, right. I'm glad you enjoyed the mix. As it was fun making it for you guys. You are right, it does take fucking forever to cut, paste, and shrink, and all that shit, just to make the audio perfect. That small clip took me about 2 days to make, and that's only because I work at a full-time job. Otherwise, I would have done it in a few hours. I will leave the mixing to you guys, since that's your baby, Foul Monkeys. Ooh, what a bitch.
Yeah, Jesus. He doesn't have time for us. It's not, yeah, because I quit my job to answer all the emails.
The thousand million that come in every day.
Yes, the 1,000,000,000 that come in every fucking day. Jesus.
Oh, we did have another email from a guy named Eric from San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, Matiki something.
Micro
Matiki.
Auto.
Yeah.
And he said, keep it up, you guys rock. When is Arnold Schwarzenegger coming back? I want to hear more stories. And then he said, Eric, Micro Auto. He goes, P.S. I'm not micro. Micro equals microcomputers. I'm a computer geek.
Yay!
Do you have an Apple? Because if you don't, you're not a computer geek.
That's right. Please write us. That's right, Mr. Eric. Make sure you're Mr. Apple. No PCs. Ooh,
Right.
PC. Yuck.
If you have a PC, you're totally like not cool in our book.
That's right. You're a sub monkey fan.
Yeah, it's like, yay, he's a monkeys
Okay,
fan.
that's right. So I'm sure Gaze and Ruika both have Macs.
Sure.
Yeah. But we love them anyway.
Right. I mean, who can't love Gaze OK and Rui
I
Cobb?
know, right? I especially love his toilet humor, if you know what I mean.
His toilet.
I
Oh.
love that. That was so hot.
Toilet humor.
That's right. If you want to
Oh,
talk
did we?
about the gays, okay, here we go,
Oh,
bitch.
because he's. Because he sent us two audio comments, which is
Yes.
great.
Oh, yes. That's
And I
pretty
guess you're
fun.
gonna play them after the show?
Sure, why
Or
not?
something?
Yes. Sure, why not?
We're not fancy. We don't plan shit.
That's right. We're just, all this other monkey business. We don't just have time to plan for the show anymore. Sorry,
I
people.
know. I mean, because it's. Oh my God, I totally know how Joan Crawford felt. How Joan Crawford felt in Mommy Dearest when she had to sign all those autographs all the time.
I know. That's why she went off on the little bitch about the coat hangers.
I know.
She was
And then
so
she had to get
pressured.
Christina to start writing her name too.
I mean, damn, it's like, Jesus,
It's
all these people.
hard work and
I
stuff.
know these people are pressuring me, and then your little fucking ass won't leave the coat hangers alone, so I'm gonna beat you with it, bitch. let you realize that whenever you mess with my fucking metal coat hangers, I'm gonna tear your ass up with them. That's
hard. I'm gonna make your ass raw.
That's right.
Then ooh, I'm gonna take one of them and make my ass raw.
I know.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I can't talk like that anymore.
You know, I totally wish we could do this show live. That would be so much fun.
Well, Rui Cub was like, you should post some questions up on your website while you're recording, so then they could come in and we could answer them while it's happening.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then I was
right.
Like, yeah, right, because, like, people look at our website or something.
I know, right?
Because Little Miss Bitchy Fart Ass Horse Slut has 270 some downloads.
Can you believe
bitch.
That? Oh my god. Oh, I still say, what the fuck is up with that?
That shit pisses me off.
How does Farty Ass get so many downloads? I guess we're gonna have to do one of those.
Farty Ass. I'll do a fart video.
Did you hear it?
I'll fart on your face, Gina.
Yeah. Did you hear it? That was loud.
Oh, you know what's hot, Gina?
Yeah, having that gag.
Your pussy lips.
How will that
your pussy lips are
all
hot.
Over my face. Having her methane hover my face.
Ugh.
Hot.
How about she farts all over your pussy lips?
Yeah, make my vagina wet.
Yeah.
And sticky.
And maybe we'll put a match down there while she's doing it.
Hey, that's a good way to for hair removal.
That'd be one hot pussy.
That's right. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
That's a scorcher down there, girl.
Ooh, you're looking a little just, red and swollen down there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what else do we want to talk about?
How about this crazy... Well, we already talked about the weather. Never mind. Whoops.
We sound like two old biddies.
Can you believe this fucking weather? Got my
I feel the rain up. Coming. My joints are hurting.
Right. I'm getting stiffer than a Woody on Viagra.
What?
Stiffy a Woody on Viagra. You know, a cock on Viagra. I could have went and seen a huge cock today.
Why didn't you?
Because I was worried about a like torrential rain here and having the tsunami on the inside of my apartment.
Oh god, you guys don't know it, but Gina has a window leak right now that her landlord hasn't fixed yet.
And
every time it rains really hard, it just like floods her apartment.
Yeah, and of course my computer's like maybe 2 feet away, sitting between two windows that leak. But I don't want to put it anywhere else because this is the perfect spot.
It is the perfect spot.
That's right, just like a cock in my ass. Perfect spot.
Oh, that's the best spot.
That's right, or in my
well,
mouth.
In my ass.
Yeah.
I bet my ass is
I always like double
China.
Parking, too.
You like double parking?
That's right, one in my mouth and one in my eye, or excuse me, my vagina.
Did you say IS?
Yeah, my IS. Oh my goodness, this is a southern girl. We're having a southern
I do
moment.
Not know what things you talk about. I am southern and all I do is eat fried chicken and drink iced tea.
Don't tell me you're one of those southern bales.
I am a southern male at heart.
One of them
and
little...
I never do any wrong.
Oh yes, you're one of them little hoes that goes out in the rose garden and just walks
except
around.
Except for that one time I fucked
in
that big black
when you
guy
the flute
in the bar.
Your pussy.
I fucked that big black guy in the bar.
What was his name?
Stallion.
Black Stallion.
Oh, he was.
I do remember that one time at band camp when you stuck that flute in your pussy.
I don't remember that.
It
must
you
be
would.
because I got really fucked up on rookies.
It was the 4th of July and you started playing the Star Spangled
Oh, gosh. Oh, say, can you?
Nice vibrato.
Vibrato.
That's right. And your lips are just so natural around that flute.
You know it, girl.
Jesus Christ.
Gina, I want to be famous.
What?
I want to be famous from the
I
podcast.
know, Jesus. These people,
I
I
want to be
mean.
like a millionaire and drunk.
I know. I want to be like
Wouldn't it be
Tommy
cool
Lee.
if we got really famous and then we took a tour bus around the United States?
Wouldn't that be cool, like hitting these little different venues and just going out and say, "Hi, people. How are y'all? Thank you for coming. Fuck y'all. Goodbye."
What if people treated us like they did Elvis back in the 50s?
Oh, girls screaming and fainting, and got little fag boys screaming and fainting, and little drag queens.
Ew. Do you think the bad boys found Elvis cute?
I think so. Whenever Elvis was younger, not in his, latter years.
Fat ears.
Yes, when he
What's wrong
was.
with fat people, Gina? What the
Nothing.
fuck do you have to say about fat people?
I it wasn't his weight, it was the way he dressed and the way he looked. Because I'm sorry, he didn't look good in that jumper whenever he had a little bit of extra weight on. Him and his, gay costumes. He
I
loved
wonder
him
if he
since.
had sex with guys.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I heard there was rumor that he had a little man in an apartment or something that he kept.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard, yes.
Was it you?
Oh, no. Unless he was a pedophile.
Hot.
Yeah, he's.
Well, you never know these days.
Ain't that the truth? Jesus, look at the Catholics.
I saw a picture of Colin Farrell's penis.
Ooh.
Oh, it was hot.
Really? He's
And big.
hot. I seen his penis in Alexander.
Oh, was it hot?
Oh God, yes, you got to see nuts, dick, and everything when he was
Really? Was he
starting.
doing it with another guy?
Well, he was actually getting into bed with. You remember the character that played both Ra on what was that called? With now Anderson's on it. Jesus, got the ring. What the hell is it called? Stargate. Remember the movie Stargate?
No.
Okay, remember the movie Crying Game with the little fag boy that was a girl, was a guy?
Yeah.
The big shocker. Well, I think it's the same guy who played this one character in Alexander that was getting in bed with Alexander, and as Alexander was getting in bed, you get to see all his goodies.
So they were sleeping together?
Yeah, because
Oh my
Alexander was a
gosh. Did they show
fag.
it?
No, they just insinuated them getting in bed naked. You know what that happens when you two guys get naked and go to bed together?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they fuck.
No, they don't, Jana.
Yes, one of them becomes the top and one becomes the bottom. Professionally speaking, that is.
What if they're both tops?
That's what I never understood. I've met people who were like couples where they were either both bottoms or tops, and it's like, how the fuck does that happen? I could see if you're both versatile, but if you
Well,
characterize
two
yourself.
bottoms, it could be okay because you have toys or whatever.
Well, that's true because I can bump pussies. And what is it about a lot of bottoms who are hung, like, are huge?
Makes me sick to my stomach.
Especially whenever you can't get none of it.
Right?
It's like, that's a waste of dick. It would fit nicely in my ass, but you don't want to give it to me because you're a bottom.
Well, maybe you just need to sit down.
Do what?
Just sit down on it.
Well, most of the time they're just like, you ain't. I'm fucking you. I'm a bottom. No. The stick doesn't go nowhere. It's like, that's a
True.
waste. It's so huge. big.
It's huge. It's big.
It's ginormous.
I gotta fucking have them.
Yeah, it's ginormous. I think the biggest one I ever had, and this was like, I couldn't believe I took it. I mean, the regular size Lifestyles condoms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy was so thick that it was like cutting the circulation off in his dick.
Damn, turn that shit purple.
I'm saying. And when I tried to give him head, furthest I got was just past his head. It was so huge. It was like,
what?
My mouth is not stretching that much. Maybe my ass.
Is he from Lakeland?
No.
Oh. I was like, damn, that sucks.
It took me a while to get it in, but I did it.
He did it.
No, Gina was in control. Gina had full control over that. It was like, okay, this may take a while, but give me some time.
I'll work you in, baby.
That's right, pack a lunch. It's gonna be a while. She's a tight girl.
Is it okay if I bring my ET lunchbox?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Unfortunately, Gina does not say open up and go, ah, not at that end anyway.
Oh, no, because if you do that, then...
It's no good. It's like fucking crazy. Well,
you can't really... If you're doing that, then you don't even know if it's in or not.
Exactly. It's like, oops, I farted. Excuse me.
And you always have the silent but deadly ones.
Exactly, because there's no closure, none to make noise. Hell,
I wonder how, if people get fisted, does it grow back to its normal size?
I'm not sure.
If anyone knows that, could they tell us, please?
Yes, please.
If we have any fisters on the show.
Right.
Give us a call. Let us know how it works.
Or, and even better yet, if you'd like to, send us a before and after, and then a post after. Okay, a before you get fisted, one after you've been fisted, and then one to see if it actually goes back to normal size.
Right.
We would like to know.
I think that's... What kind of plus can you get out of that?
What's that? Being fisted?
Right.
I'm not sure. I mean, I like a big one, but, you know, girl's got her limits, even though I took that horse. Not literal horse, but the guy who was hung as thick as a horse.
You totally took a horse, didn't you, Gina?
Oh, yes. I love my horse.
Are you the guy that's in that video?
Oh, yes. Every time I see a horse in a pasture, I always have to run to it.
I used to work with this guy a long time ago, and it's so funny. He was older, and he lived in the country back, you know, when he was younger. So when he was younger, they had outhouses, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he said when he was about 13 or 14, that's when he started, like, beating off. So every time that, this was a joke he told me, that, you know, it's just funny and shit. But he would go into the outhouse and beat off.
Mm-hmm.
So he said as he got older that he couldn't get off unless he smelled shit.
Ew. I guess that's one way to be in a scat.
I hope he was joking with me. He made a joke out of it, but
okay. You
don't know. There's some truth in jester.
That's true, yes. And if there's anybody out there who listens to our show who's into scat, give us, you know, write us and...
Email us and tell us what you get out of it.
Yeah, we're curious. We just want to know, you know, what...
And I want people to call in that's had a bukkake, too.
Yeah, if you've been sprayed all over, then we want to know. Pictures would be
Or
nice.
If you have... Yes, pictures. If you have pictures of yourself in the bukkake, send them.
Yeah. Yes. We want to see all that boo all over your cocky.
All of that boo all over your cocky.
Mm-hmm. And I so wish that we could do it, but I know these people aren't going to do it. I would like to have the biggest fans cock contest. See which one of our fans had the biggest cock.
That would be nice.
We know it's not going to happen, but we could
No.
dream.
Oh well, we can always imagine. That's what makes us the best.
That's true. We can say who the hell we want has the biggest cock.
Hey, China.
Yes. Tiffany's cock's bigger than all of them.
I cannot wait to have a listener party.
Wouldn't that be that's that would be so fun, especially we can have like more than two or three people show up.
Right.
That would be so cool, like to like have a big, soiree and just invite all our fans and them just come out and we just party together.
Oh, I have to also tell you, it's such a small world.
Uh-oh.
I was talking to this guy off of Bear 401, right? And he's from Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh.
So we were talking and chatting, and I told him that I had my own podcast. And he said, "Oh, do you listen to any podcast out of South Carolina?" And I said, "Yeah, I listen to one." And he said, "Is that Cousin Patrick?" And I was like, "Are the cousins queer?" And I said, "No, I used to listen to them, but I kind of got confused about who was who. Some of them left, never came back or something, so I wasn't for sure." And then he said, "Or do you listen to the Little Fatty Cast?" I was like, "Yeah, I listen to the Little Fatty Cast." And he goes, "Oh, well, I know the guys that do the Little Fatty Cast, and the guy that does the Cousin Queer is my roommate." I was like, "Wow, that's cool."
Wow. Trippy.
So he's nice. He's
Cool.
a nice guy.
Wow.
He's cute too.
Really? So, what's this cousin's queer show?
It's a show called The Cousins Queer. You can get it on iTunes. And it used to be two cousins, but one of them went back home to Pennsylvania, I think. So it's only one doing it now, I believe. I haven't listened to them in a long time, so I don't know if he's come back or not.
Huh, wow. That's weird.
So, but that's a small world to meet someone that knows someone of a podcast that I listen to.
Right, yeah. That's pretty
So,
cool. Awesome.
I bet you don't know anyone from a podcast, do you, John?
No.
Bitch, yes, you do.
No, I don't know
Me,
anybody.
you were.
Whatever.
Fuck you.
We work together, whore. What do you expect?
No, you work for me, bitch.
Whatever.
Get back to your emails,
I know, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I'm gonna go. I have to go to the bathroom and let me put my aspect on. Only got 5 minutes
Right.
for the whole shift.
Do you guys have to use an aspect at your door?
Fuck no.
That's good.
Yes. Aspect free.
Cool. So they don't know what
Yay.
your ass
That's
is.
right.
You're probably in the bathroom doing it with Big Bird.
That's right. Ugh, what a fucking dork.
Is.
Yes, we decided that a nice visual that would help anybody out, if they're feeling whatever, to imagine the one person, Miss Piggy, in a bathing suit, but not any bathing suit, a thong bottom and pasty tops.
You mean BMW?
Yes.
Oh, that's hot.
Well, both of them.
But,
Yeah.
oh, the one that sits beside Big Bird?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
We have to talk in code, guys. Sorry.
Yes, unfortunately.
China, I think the show is kind of boring. Is it?
Well, it's different, that's for sure. Should we like start closing because we are at 33 minutes? That would be a saving grace.
Yeah, that's true. Because for some reason, I'm not finding this entertaining or
I don't
something.
know, it's just like
Are we like having a bad day or what?
I guess
It's the
so.
weather, goddammit.
I think so. I mean, I'm just like, I don't know. This weather is just fucked up.
And it's the fact that I have chronic diarrhea.
Oh, good. You've been listening to Foul Monkeys, haven't you? Don't you
Yes.
know that's a gives you chronic diarrhea?
I also tickle my bare vagina with a feather.
Was that Kyle who sent that in?
No, it was James.
Was that James?
Yes.
American Bear?
Yeah,
Oh.
American Bad Bear.
Oh, I thought that was like Kyle or one of them. That's cool. Wow, he tickles his vagina. That's
His bare
cute.
vagina.
Yeah. He shaves?
I don't know.
Or is he referring to his bear as in rawr bear? And
No,
not bear
yeah,
as
like
in.
his brar
Okay,
China.
his rawr
His China growls. Mine's growling
vagina.
about right now.
It's growling, but. I bet it's hungry as fuck.
I need some cock. God damn it. Fuck
Feed
me, fuck me, fuck me.
me. Timmy, who the
That was
hell is
totally
Timmy?
weird to hear in reverb.
What? Oh my god, did I say that?
Oh, I think the show that we post tonight, people are gonna like. You know, the one that we recorded last time?
Yeah.
'Cause how about we laughed our ass off
That
the whole
was
night?
good. That was funny as hell. That was a good show. Maybe that
Yeah.
one with them like laughing from that one will be okay since we were so funny on that one.
Right,
It'll
because
be makeup for this one
we
too.
could probably make this the boring podcast.
Yeah. That would make two of them so far.
Yeah, and
Then we
we're
have to do
having one
50.
on the 50th episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could talk like this for 30 minutes.
It's kind of monotonal. God, this is like.
It's very monotone.
Yeah. Because then it would be hard because we couldn't laugh or
And
anything.
we don't laugh on this show.
Never. No, we just giggle a little. Speaking of. Family Guy song.
Was trying not to laugh.
Family Guy
Doing?
song. I was just checking out because whenever I did the laugh, it reminded me of Family Guy, so it's on Family Guy now.
Oh,
So I
okay.
was just like reaching back and taking a gander at what was happening.
What are you doing,
But
the reach around?
that's right, I wanted to reach around.
I like a reach around.
Me too.
So let's go ahead and end the show because I think this is going into the this fucking sucks file.
Yeah, and Lord knows we don't want to bore these people any more than over 40,
Right.
because we're going on 40 seconds, so maybe I
And
can cut.
especially since we have a critic.
Yes. No names mentioned.
We love him.
Yes, we do. We
He's
love him.
fabulous. I love
That's
him.
right. Yes. So,
So, why
take
don't
your
you go
fucking.
ahead and end the show, Jono?
Okay, take your fucking asses to Foul Monkeys.
Sorry.
Foulmonkeys.com. Leave a comment. We know you fucking ass won't. Go listen to the shows. Forget about Farty Girl.
Farty Girl is getting on my goddamn
I
nerves.
know, right?
That bitch. China, do a video of you farting and put it up there, please.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
And could
I'm gonna
you
make sure it's a
like
good one
wipe your
too.
ass up first?
Should I do it in a thong?
Yes.
Get the full effect. Actually, I could do one better. Do it in a Wonder Woman outfit.
Oh, that would be great.
Just gotta find one.
I don't. Wonder Woman was kind of thicker than you.
Oh yeah, anybody's. Well, except for the guy from Apple, is thicker than
Right.
me.
The anorexic apple
All right,
guy?
the anorexic apple guy.
He's the anorexic apple guy, and you're the anorexic Ethiopian.
Yeah, I'm the fat Ethiopian. I'm the overweight Ethiopian.
Yeah, you're the obese Ethiopian.
Yes. I need to go on the Sally Struthers diet.
And what's that? Beg for money
I
and
know, right? Beg
then
for money and eat all the kids' food. that they store in the sheds. I had to go inspect that first. No, just no. There's nothing in here. No, I think all the rats ate it. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. There's some big ass rats in here.
Mhm. Rats.
Yeah, you know the rats ate all the food. Sally had nothing to do with
right.
it.
Right. As she has a piece of barbecue sauce hanging from her face.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's right, a little chicken bone sticking out between her breasts.
Oh, gosh.
Piece of salami hanging from her hair.
She's got big two pieces of salami attached to her nipples.
Yes, she's used them as pasties.
Okay, so I thought we were ending the show.
I thought so too, but oh well.
We never end that shit on time.
Email us foulmonkeys@gmail.com. That was very enthusiastic.
I know! I was gonna say the same thing.
God, can I be more enthusiastic?
That's episode 50, Gina.
I know, right? I keep forgetting. I'm getting on a time warp.
We're on 27.
I keep think we're doing that. What was it called? Where are they now? I knew Foul Monkeys when they were funny.
That ended at episode 5.
Right. They just kept coming back. You couldn't get rid of them.
And they kept calling us and calling us, saying, listen to my fucking show. Listen to my goddamn fucking show. Oh, guess what, Dinah?
What?
Kelly, the girl that shoes, her CD's out now.
Okay. What is it?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, the video that
shiz.
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 What's her name?
And I got shiz.
Her name
Kelly.
Is Kelly what?
Kelly.
Just Kelly. Like Sade.
Like Madonna.
Yes. Ty.
Pink.
Yes. Vagina.
Prince. Until he became the artist formerly known as Prince. And then the signal that you really can't say.
I know, right.
And now he's Prince again.
I know, it's like, okay, I'm Prince. I'm the artist. I'm Symbol. I'm Prince again. I think I'm gonna go to from Gina to Triangle. And then back to Gina. Triangle was just not working for me. Just did not suit my personality.
A pink triangle.
That's right, yeah, I just couldn't deal with a triangle.
Oh, it didn't fit your personality?
Right.
I was thinking more of a rhombus.
Yeah. Or a tilde. Okay.
I want to remind everyone that they can go to iTunes and download our show by doing a search for Foul Monkeys. Leave us a review because we really, really need it. Real bad. Yeah, like I need a cock right now.
And a couple more stars bad. Would help too.
Yeah.
To kill off those one stars we got from Mr. Boring and Mr. What was the other one?
Threw Up.
Yeah, Mr. Threw. Not vomiting, but he threw.
He threw up. Yeah. What did he say? You make me want to throw up.
Right, I'll make me want to throw up. I'm not going to I'm just going to throw up.
Okay, it's been so long ago. Did you say the email address?
Yes.
Did you say the website?
Yes.
Did you see the telephone numbers?
No. Like they're gonna cut fucking call.
If you would like to reach Foul Monkeys, please dial 206-984-FOUL.
Or you can do the other line and the other end. 206-666-2252. Yes. And don't forget you can contact Ariola
and
Tina at nastypantypudding@gmail.com.
That's nasty panty pudding that is green and oozing.com.
Yes. So hit us up, okay?
I love you, Ariana.
I love you too, Tina.
Bye.
Bye. So, okay, I guess since Tina and Miss Thing's gone, so I guess we can finish closing the show.
Oh, we're not done.
Going on 45 minutes, yes. I think
okay,
we should.
Yeah, end. We should slow down.
Yes. Fuck you,
bye,
people.
Everyone. Have
bye.
A great week.
Fuck y'all.
Fucking foul monkey talking shit about gays, okay? That's not okay. This is right. Hey, John. Hey, Ricky. I'm fucking with you guys. Want to give you a call to answer John's question. I am Hispanic, meaning I am Mexican, raised Catholic, so uncircumcised, uncut, 100% pure beef. Anyways, guys.